Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's April 20th, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and we're doing shamanic breath work. We do this every couple of months. It's an intense healing process. And thanks, Brian and Sandra, for letting me know the sound is good. And let's begin by setting the container, and after that, I'll walk us through the critical things we need to know to be part of the process. I see other people are coming in. That's sweet. Okay. So I invite you to relax, close your eyes. As always, I request that you do only this. This is definitely not the kind of process where you can really do anything else and do it effectively. If you need to leave before the whole thing's over, ask the allies to excuse you. Although, as I'll mention, it's better to stay to the end if you can. All right, so let's set up the container and we'll take it from there after that. I invite you to close your eyes and just feel the energy moving inside you. If you feel that, if you don't, just feel the breath coming and going on its own. Be passive either way. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, my own unconditional love, my own service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Jesus, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies, our benevolent ancestors. We call our sacred mountain spirit allies, including Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Deer, Hedgehog. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, the container is present. Anyone who has any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you're welcome to call them in now. Please take a moment now to do that if you're so desiring. We'll leave just a moment longer for additional allies. Okay, well done. All right, please just feel yourself, feel your body and your energy, and see if it feels different than when we started. Now we'll invoke embodied awakening. We want to be at our brightest, shiniest self that will facilitate the journey we're going to be taking. So in a moment, you'll call your higher self to merge with you. All the names in the list are familiar, so we'll just jump right in here. And if you're new and this is something you're doing very first off, then of course we have an invocation masterclass in the membership where you can kind of get up to speed on these invocations. So we're going to call higher self into the body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So now speak to your higher self starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words, relax, become very passive, let the divine come to you and saturate you like water soaking into a sponge. It's the water, you're the sponge. As always, please do not use any effort or willpower to make anything happen or stop anything from happening during this process. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. If distraction arises, consider it an uninvited guest. Let it do its thing in the background. Keep returning your attention to feeling energy or breath. Feel energy if you can feel it. If not, feel breath come and go on its own. And use the least effort that allows you to feel what you're feeling. All the way down to zero. If that gets the job done. You'll achieve embodied awakening when you can say yes to the following question, that all the following is true in this moment, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. We'll leave just a moment longer. If you're already there, just relax into the space. That makes it easier for everybody else. Okay, almost there. Now, try going to zero effort if you're not there already. Let's see what happens when we all go to zero. Yep, that's definitely making it easier. Now, you don't have to be in full embodied awakening. Even some movement toward that is great. It's just optimal. Alrighty. So let me give you the things you need to know to do this. So I'm just going to hit the most important points. Hopefully you'll have read all this anyway. We're going to do a 58 minute music mix shortly. If you need support during the mix, you need to text me at 828-338-9852. Again, 828-338-9852. This only applies if you're on the live call, not the recording. Come back onto Zoom afterward. Ideally, you'll have already downloaded the music mix and you're playing it, you know, on your own system there. I will be streaming it on Zoom as well. So that's your backup. The only issue with streaming it on Zoom is there may be interruptions for whatever reason, and it's just more reliable to have it on your own system. I think you have already read about what the shamanic breathwork process does, all the benefits and healing and awakening it can give you. This, I'll mention, I am certified as a shamanic breathwork facilitator by the Venus Rising Association for Transformation. Breathe through your eyes closed. The music will work from the root up to the crown. It's designed for healing, not enjoyment. It starts more intense on the front end and gets more and more ethereal and beautiful toward the end. Deep, steady breathing will get you through anything. You will be able to handle whatever comes up, and your inner wisdom will only bring up what you're ready for. Anything can happen in the inner world. Just go with it. During the journey, you can lay down, sit up, stand, dance. Whatever you want to do is fine. Default is laying down for starting for most people. You can scream, shout, laugh, cry, remain silent. Anything is fine as long as you stay safe. The breath is really important. This is not hyperventilating, which would look like like a dog panting. What we're really doing is hyperoxygenating. So you're going to breathe deep into your belly. And whether you breathe with your mouth open or closed, through your nose or mouth, I could care less. I tend to breathe through my mouth just because a lot more oxygen comes and goes that way. Just a more efficient mover of air. But if you're inclined to a certain way, that's fine. We'll do a little test breathing here. We'll just do it for 30 seconds. And you'll discover that even 30 seconds of breathing can be really powerful. Let me get my little timer so we do the right amount here. Seconds. 0, 30. Okay, so again, I'll demonstrate before we start the timer. This is a fairly fast breath. And again, each inhale is going deep into my belly and I'm forcefully blowing out the air. So as the quick demo, deep full breath. So let's do that just for 30 seconds just to practice. So start now. What I'm doing now is actually better. Focus on the inhale. And that's 30 seconds. Okay, so take a sec, just stop and feel. I don't know about you, I'm already in an altered state just from that 30 seconds of breathing, even with no music. So, you know, that's powerful just to breathe alone. So here's the key. You breathe until you're surprised, and then you don't worry about the breathing. I can't emphasize this enough. Sometimes I say this and people still don't believe me, but you do the breathing until you're in the journey. Things are running itself. You're in an inner, you know, altered state of some kind. Things are happening, or your body's doing strong things, shaking maybe, or vibrating or whatever. You can clearly, something unusual is going on. Some things are surprising. And then you don't have to worry about the breath. Just let your breath do whatever it wants. As long as the journey is going on, the unusual process, you could just chill and let it run. Once the process ends and you're back to more regular reality, you start the breathing again. You know, strong, deep. The faster you go, the more intense it'll get. The deeper the breathing, the more intense it'll get. So depth of breath and speed of breath will make it stronger. If you're feeling like, wow, I'm still in the breathing part, but it's feeling almost too much, you can slow down the breath. Probably slowing down is better than going less deep. So your breath is like the accelerator pedal. The stronger the breathing, the more intense the journey is likely to become. If it's stronger than you want, slow it down if you're still in the process of getting into the journey. Again, can't say it enough. Once you're in the journey, don't worry about the breath. Just let your breath do what it wants. If you do need to go to the bathroom, don't pause the music. Keep it going. Come back. If you want to do a mandala after, you can. We're not going to make that part of our group process, but if you're already prepared for that, then if you have some art materials, you're welcome to sketch just a visual image to catch the vibe of what happened. We've already talked about the music. Obviously, I've already told you a great stereo system with a subwoofer is optimal. Headphones will still work. It's great to have a deep bass where your body is actually being vibrated by the bass, but it's not mandatory. Hopefully you've eaten lightly. I recommend against psychoactive substances. This can be intense on its own. I've had, you know, journeys that, you know, felt similar to ayahuasca journeys just with breath work. And that was without any additional psychoactive elements. When we share at the end, only share afterwards what you experienced. Don't share what anyone else said, please. I strongly recommend you stay for the entire process, including the integration afterward. That applies to the live call. And if this is the first time you have done this specific breathwork event, if you're repeating it in the archive, you can then just play the music part and not worry about the rest if you so wish. The temptation to exit the process can be powerful when you're doing strong shadow work. If you're feeling challenged and uncomfortable or feeling intense emotional pain, that's when it's most important to stay with the work. Otherwise, you might be half-baked. And if you stop without the full processing, you may then have that stuff like half-processed and it can bother you for a while afterward. So better to stay with the process, you know, and stay with our process instead of leaving because it's uncomfortable. If you're with a sitter, make an agreement with them about what they are and are not allowed to do for you. That's strictly between the two of you guys. Dim room is best. Ideally, you're on a pallet near the floor. So if you're on a bed, you could start moving around a lot and roll off the edge and maybe hurt yourself. You want to be low to the floor so you're safe, ideally. Dressing in layers is good. Have water in a closed container nearby, a notepad and pen or pencil, ideally. There's some optional stuff I mentioned. And the participant release form I had at the end of the document, that's just saying I'm not responsible for anything that happens to you. You do this at your own risk. Although I've never had anyone report, you know, being injured or, you know, experiencing significant trauma from this. That doesn't tend to happen. And quite the opposite, trauma tends to get healed. So that's what you need to know. I'm going to allow unmuting for a minute. It's now available. So if anyone has a question, feel free to unmute now and ask it or type in the chat. We'll leave just a moment for anyone who's got a question or concern about what we're about to do, if you're on the live call. Looks like no one has a question, so we'll punch through. Okay. This entire process will take roughly an hour and a half, including the 20 minutes we've already spent. The mix, again, is just under an hour. And usually we don't go terribly long on the chat afterward. So let's do it.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Time to come back. So take your time returning to something more resembling earthly consciousness if you've been elsewhere. And if you have anything you'd like to say, I'm going to allow unmuting. So we now have the ability to just unmute yourself and speak if you wish. If you like to type in the chat, that's all good too. So if anyone would like to do any integration, sharing their experience or asking a question about anything, it's a great time to do that right now. If you wish. If not, we'll just bask in the afterglow for a moment. And this may be one of those breath works where no one says a thing, and that's okay too. If you need a little more time than was available here on the live call, you're welcome to email me afterward and ask a question or make a comment. That's fine too. After we wrap the call, please feel free to take as much time as you need to just relax and integrate as much as you want. Again, if you want to do some art, just to kind of get an image of your experience in whatever way feels good, or any other kind of integration, journaling you feel like doing, that'll be awesome. Anjali has typed, deep flow throughout, lots of emotions processed. Feel like going straight to bed and working in dreams tonight. Good plan, Anjali. Thanks for sharing that. Anyone else have anything? Brian types, wonderful experience. Very appreciative. Thank you. Thanks, Brian. We'll leave a moment in case someone else wants to speak or type. And if not, we'll just wrap it on up. Last call for any feedback or questions. Alrighty, I guess that's it. Thank you all very much for being part of this, whether you've been live or on the recording. Always grateful for your membership in Awakening Plus. And I hope that this has been a powerful and positive experience for you. Many blessings to you all, and I wish you the very best. Good night.